Our story begins at Gretchen's apartment. Gretchen is in the kitchen when the phone rings.
Hello? Oh, hi, Paul. Thank you for returning my phone call.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
Yeah, I guess we've been playing phone tag. Look, I appreciate your help so much with Carlos's house. You just know so much more about Rockland County than I do. Yes. That sounds like a fair price to me. I'm coming up in a few days to take a look at what's left inside and pack up a few mementos. Well, I think I'll just have the rest boxed up and given to charity. Right. Okay, well, take care. Thank you so much. I'll see you then. Okay, bye.
At TM Productions, Serena walks into Charlie's office unannounced.
Captain Stiles, what an unexpected surprise.
I'm assuming you have no secretary because this entire floor is deserted.
Hannah is my personal assistant, but she's not here today. I don't have a secretary per se, but if you want to apply for the job, you know.
Look, I didn't come here to make small talk with you.
Then what brings you to my office? Did our little conversation at Peggy's funeral inspire you? Are you looking for a record deal or something?
I'm here to talk about Todd Malone.
Oh, that sounds great. My least favorite subject.
I know you threatened his job, and I came to tell you to back off.
Whoa, you gotta be kidding me. You mean to tell me Macho Man Malone went crying to you about big old bad Charlie Dean? Damn, he's a bigger loser than I thought.
I'm not here to go back and forth with you on finer points of Todd's personality. I'm here to tell you that Todd works for me and for Dean Industries. And despite your last name, you have nothing to say about what goes on over there.
Hey, you better watch your step, little lady. You do not want to make an enemy of me.
I talked to Terry the other day. She was going to tell you this herself, but I asked her to let me do the honors. So you can try and throw your weight around all you want, but I know, and Todd knows, that any threats you make are empty ones.
What's your problem, Serena, huh? I just can't figure you out. You know, I really haven't done a damn thing to you. Are you pissed off because I'm friends with Gretchen and Marilyn?
Your poor taste in friends has nothing to do with it. I just don't like you. And now that Terry has made her feelings known on the subject, I don't have even to pretend to.
You know, whether or not I can officially fire Todd Malone, or you, for that matter, you've just made a big mistake by crossing me.
Oh, I'm shaking in my designer shoes. Like I said, your threats mean nothing to me. Now have a nice life, Charlie.
Captain Stiles? Your little too-hot-to-trot attitude? It ain't gonna work with me. You'll be seeing me again. Mark my words. Oh, and, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.